You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is from select verses of Exodus chapter 33 and 34. Despite the sinfulness of the people of Israel that we have seen in the previous chapter, God in His mercy relented His anger. Not that God is an emotional being that gets triggered by disobedient people here and there, so He gets angry, and then He gets to be pacified by Moses' plea. But this is a literary language that points to the reality that a grave sin that ought to get the punishment it deserves, God decides to forgive. Remember that God sees everything, even what's in the heart. God clearly saw the wrong deed that was committed, and He also sees what kind of people the people of Israel are. He calls them stiff-necked people. And yet He chose to be merciful on them, despite their innate tendency to disobey. In this passage, I'd summarize in three ways how God has shown mercy. God remains present. Chapter 33, verse 9 says, "When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses." God still visits His people whenever Moses would come to the tent of meeting. God is willing to speak and even listen to the pleas of Moses. Since sin separates us from God, the grave sin that the people of Israel committed could have driven away the presence of God amongst them. But here we see the power of intercession. God listened to Moses because He made a commitment to him. God remained present to them. God gives a glimpse of His glory, quoting chapter 33, verses 18 to 19. Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord." When we are at a low point of our life, confronted with our weakness or sinfulness, we look for motivation for us to keep on going and following God. We need an extra push so that we may truly repent and continue our journey of faith. In Moses' case, on behalf of the people, he wanted to see God's face. With such knowledge of God, perhaps they could love Him more. God knows that they are not capable of seeing Him fully, so in His mercy, He shows a glimpse of His glory. In our case, this glimpse of God's glory is the Holy Spirit working in our life, giving us that extra push to love God better. God reminds them who He is. The Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Exodus 34, verse 6. This is what God told Moses when He renewed His covenant. God showed His mercy to His people by reminding them His very nature. It is in His nature to forgive when His people repent. While He reminded them that He is also a just God, primarily He said that He is merciful first. He cannot go against His very nature. So when the people of Israel ask for forgiveness, it is given to them. Sometimes we forget who God is, that we hold back in returning to Him after we've sinned. God reminds us that He is true to Himself, that in Him there is no condemnation. God shows His mercy to us by letting us know that He's never left, and by showing us a glimpse of His glory that gives us hope and a greater capacity to love God back. And then He reminds us who He is, that indeed, He is a merciful God. For application, first, how can you seek the Lord for you to know that He is indeed present in your life? Second, how have you seen a glimpse of God's glory lately? And thank God for that. Third, how can you make yourself be constantly reminded that God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org /donate.